From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Three suspected al-Qaeda members are under arrest in what authorities are saying was a plot to bomb targets in Norway. Two of the suspects taken into custody in Norway, one in Germany. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports these new arrests were related to last year's thwarted New York City subway bombing plot.
The case begins with a Denver-area shuttle bus driver named Najibullah Zazi. He was arrested last year for planning to attack New York City transportation targets. And now, a new superseding indictment reveals that the plan didn't concentrate solely on New York. It also included a UK attack, and, with these new arrests, possibly Norway. There's been little detail on the three people arrested, aside from the fact that they were allegedly al-Qaeda operatives. Sources tell NPR the arrests are related to information Zazi provided to authorities. He has pleaded guilty to terrorism charges and allegedly is cooperating with U.S. officials. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The latest indication that a spy swap between the U.S. and Russia is in the works is the arrival of armored vehicles at a compound in Moscow where people convicted of spying for the West are thought to be held. In a federal court in New York City today, 10 people indicted on charges of spying for Russia are scheduled to be arraigned. Triple-digit temperatures easing to double digits in the eastern U.S. today. James Bond with the National Weather Service says New York and New Jersey will see the greatest relief.
Temperatures will be in the upper 80s, like maybe right around 90 degrees. Closer you get to the mid-Atlantic region, like Washington, D.C. or so, we could still be in the 90 to 95 degree range.
The heat has posed a problem for emergency responders. In New York, Deputy Assistant Fire Chief John Sudnick says more firefighters are being sent to big fires because of the stifling heat.
We're very concerned about their health and safety, so we want to try to rotate them as quickly as possible to try to reduce their exposure to heat stress, heat exhaustion, and fatigue.
There were new record-high temperatures in several cities in the East yesterday. The International Monetary Fund says the global economy is likely to grow faster than expected this year, but NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the IMF is also cautioning that downside risks are rising, including the risk that the debt crisis in Europe will spread.
The fund now says global economic output will grow at more than 4.5% this year instead of the 4.2% estimated made in April. The fund raised its forecast for China's GDP growth from 10 to 10.5% and for U.S. growth from 2.7 to 3.3%. IMF chief economist Olivier Blanchard says the eurozone debt crisis is likely to slow global economic recovery, but he sees the possibility of a double-dip recession as small. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
President Obama will talk about steps to strengthen the U.S. economy as he travels to Nevada and Missouri today. This is NPR News from Washington. At least a dozen people are dead in Iraq in the latest wave of bomb attacks targeting Shiite Muslim pilgrims who are taking part in the final day of a religious holiday there. The event draws hundreds of thousands of people to Baghdad. The bombings come a day after nearly 60 people were killed in and around Baghdad. Most of them were victims of a suicide bombing aimed at people heading to a mosque in the northern part of that city. Divers are searching the murky waters of the Delaware River for two people who are missing after a sightseeing boat flipped over and sank near Philadelphia. Windsor Johnston of member station WRTI reports the amphibious vessel had 37 passengers aboard when it was hit by a barge.
Over 30 people were rescued and treated for minor injuries after a duck boat stalled in the river and was hit by a barge. The Coast Guard surged through the night and will continue its efforts throughout the day. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are scheduled to meet this morning to start an investigation. For now, the boat tours have been suspended in Philadelphia until further notice. For NPR News, I'm Windsor Johnston in Philadelphia.
The Obama administration is stepping up warnings about the danger of reading or sending text messages while driving. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood.
If you're looking down at your BlackBerry for 4 seconds, you drive the length of a football field without looking at the road. People consistently assume they can drive and text or talk at the same time. You can't do it safely.
LaHood says there were nearly 6,000 deaths and 500,000 injuries caused by crashes related to text messaging and other cell phone use in 2008. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.